I'm Katie Payne, and I'm the CEO of a company called Katie Payne and Partners based in New Hampshire, and I'm the author of a book called Measure What Matters, and that's a book that is specifically targeted at small to medium-sized businesses that are trying to figure out what to measure and how to measure it, specifically in the area of social media. Start thinking about social and less about media. If you have had conversations with customers in the past, that is social. If you think of social media as a way to broadcast more cheaply your message, you will fail. The key to social media in 2012 is realizing that it is a two-way dialogue between you and your customers and you and your marketplace. If you think about all those social things that you've done in the past, whether it's playing golf with a customer is not that different than having a conversation on Facebook with a customer. You may not be outdoors, but it's perfectly possible the conversation could be the same. If you have listened to a customer complain, guess what? They do it online and they do it offline. And some of these things just haven't changed. So get over the notion that this is a whole new territory and go back to those things that, you know, your mother taught you. Be nice, be polite, be honest, be open, be authentic. All those things are things that should be part of your DNA and hopefully still are, and you just need to apply them in a slightly different way because now you're dealing predominantly in an online way and also predominantly in a mobile way. And I think that the mobile thing is something that people really need to grasp, that the access to information, the access to data, the access to companies, the conversations between you and your customers are going to increasingly happen on iPhones, iPads, mobile devices. Whatever the trends are, they probably shouldn't pay attention to them because there's an awful lot of hype and distortion and confusion in the social media measurement marketplace. So the most important thing to remember is that you need data to make decisions. It's not about justifying something. It's not about counting anything. It's about figuring out first and foremost what is the data that you need to make your business grow. And that having been said, probably the biggest trend you're going to see is more integration of social media data with traditional business data. I was in a meeting with a company yesterday that basically I said, what makes you successful? And they said, renewals and new signups, traffic to the website, traditional things like that. I said, well, are you looking at those pieces of data relative to your social media results? Oh, no, we hadn't done that yet. I'm like, well, start there. And I literally opened an Excel spreadsheet, clicked on the data button, showed them what a regression was, and said, start here. So I think that you're going to see a going away from whatever the latest tool is and hopefully a new focus on getting really useful data that you can use. What you're going to need to know, I mean, if I can make a suggestion out there, is what you're going to need to know is things like, is mobile more effective than laptops? Which platform, Android or Apple, are going to be more effective in boosting my sales? What can I drop? What isn't working? What's my weakest link in my marketing program? Is it direct mail? Is it email? Is it events? Is it social? What is the weakest link? What's the strongest link? What's working? What's not working? All of those decisions need to be based on this concept of the data that is available to you. And some of it's big data in that it's out there in the cloud and global data. And some of it is what's the data that you have internally that you can use to make these decisions better.
You've been listening to Social Media Insights, part of the Social Media Toolkit for Small and Medium Businesses from Dell, designed to help you embrace or further develop your use of social media. Find more information online at www.dell.co.uk/business/social media.